Okay, Shane here.
Shane, been a while. I'm over here at Southeastern getting ready to leave. What you been doing today?
You were doing. I left about 15 minutes ago.
Thanks, you're done.
Not around anymore. Somebody took it from me, and I'm back on days. I start in the morning and run around town.
By chance.
Around Donaldson Center, and then go through Piedmont, make one, and end up in Easley, sometimes Liberty, and then I make pickups back all around Donaldson Center in the afternoon, and one in Piedmont, same place I deliver to.
I run out of Piedmont, and run in Easley, Pickens Central, Seneca, Westminster, Walhall, and Bad Creek and all that, but some of them other guys, you might run across them. I hadn't been on the radio and been quite a while, but finally got a radio back in the Jeep and traded. I hadn't had a chance to put one in a Southeastern truck because they ain't got a designated truck yet.
We kind of pick our truck when I was picking up at Granger and going to Atlanta. I still drive the same one in the daytime, so nobody else wants to drive it, and kind of have the seniority. I can just say that's the one I'm going to drive, and it works out.
Driver was hollering at me as I was trying to get out of the parking lot. He's like, "What are you doing, Wayne?" I'm like, "I'm trying to talk on the radio and leave at the same time." I was like, so I finally get out of here, but yeah, I just put a radio back in, like, day before yesterday, but I hadn't had a chance to talk to nobody, but at least it must be working.
Good job. It's nice and clear. No interference, no noise. You did a good job on the install.
I was running 5 watts. I turned it up to 25 watts. I figure once I go mobile, it's probably going to start cranking and popping now.
On the receive side of it, over there near you at Southeastern, it gets. But whenever I've been in a conversation in that area, the people on the other end said I make the repeater fine, but I really struggle sometimes to pull the repeater out on the receive side.
Ranger, and since last year, since I got a designated route, I don't even go up there anymore.
Last September, I think, was the last time I was there. Guy kicked me off my route. They cut his run, and he took that one from me, and I came back to days. I've run this one before, so I'm very familiar with it. I run into 2 or 3 of your guys, same ones, pretty regularly. I just don't get a chance to talk to them much. 1 or 2 of them will throw up their hand and wave as we go by, and some of them will just ignore you. It's not the way it used to be. Most of the guys, I'd always throw my hand up and wave at them as we go by. It didn't matter what company, but now people don't pay attention anymore, or I don't know, not very friendly anyway.
You understand, meet them on the road, and, you know, years ago, used to you'd meet somebody on the road, didn't matter. You're a truck, you get a wave, and here the last couple of years, sometimes even when I pass some of the guys, they're just like, you hear the horn blow, and it's like, where was their brain? They didn't even notice I was one of their trucks.
Up next to them at a red light, and not just you know, your company, but any of them, and most of them just sit there, stare straight ahead. They don't even look around. You know, I've always just kind of, like you said, we're out here doing the same job, just wave at each other, you know, look out for each other in a sense.
Meteorite today. I got such a good view of it today that I actually got footage off of the Southeastern dash cam that we run, because I said something to safety about it, because I was in the perfect area, got the 2.5-3 seconds view of it. I mean, I've seen the good side of it too. It looked like liquid mercury falling out of the sky. You can see that thing burning shiny silver ball.
Time to eat, and opened up my phone, and there were people talking about it. They had just seen it within the last 5 minutes or so. So I think I was inside. But I did see a couple of videos, dash cam videos, you know, real quick. if you get a chance and you think about it and you don't mind, my call is good on QRZ. Or just send, you know, if you could send me a copy of that, my email's on there. That would be kind of cool if you want to, if you think about it.
It's got their, that video has their company attached to it. I can't even go past that. I'm showing it on my phone. If I ever got back to them and I did it, I'm probably skinned my nose.
No problem. I'm just curious. Well, listen, Wayne, I'm going to jump out for a minute. I'm at my daughter's house. They're gone to the beach, and I got to feed her little fish so it doesn't die while they're gone. I'll be back out here in a few minutes. N4, is that okay?
All right. Well, good to catch up with you for a minute. I'm about to cross over 85 and keep on pedaling back to the house. But I'll be around for about another 30 minutes. KG4MK.